You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. 6D are back.
Hey!
Yeah! Back.
Hiya, boy.
Hiya.
We know you've made it because you've had a record of the week on In Demand, which is
obviously
very cool.
Yeah.
But also, yeah, it's being played in my gym.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Amazing.
That's when you say that.
Yeah.
So working out, and it's like best damn night.
What workout were you doing when you heard it?
I was in the weights area at that point, so that was quite an inspirational thing to do.
Yeah.
Building
them. Start busting out some grooves or something like.
I was going to say, I'm surprised you didn't start doing backflips and trying to replicate what these guys do.
That's next.
Well, last time we saw you, we were presenting this event, and the stage was tiny. And before you guys arrived, we were like, they're never going to all fit on there. And if they do, they're not going to be able to dance on there. And you had to dance on the concrete and perform.
Yes.
Have you had any other scenarios like that, or was that the weirdest one so far?
It was raining and it was an outdoor stage. Mm. And we just thought we was just going to break our necks if we tried to do anything.
Was the stage wet?
Yeah.
Like, oh my completely God. Wet.
But then luckily,
the sun came out
for us.
Perfect time.
Oh, do you have kind of like a sixth sense where it's like actually depending on the size of the area you're dancing in, you can just adapt everything that you do?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
We've performed on all shapes and sizes.
Yeah, and even one time.
It's cinema.
Now, you must have heard the song yourselves quite a lot travelling around. Where's the weirdest place you've heard your song being played? Obviously, Alex heard it while he was doing some bench presses in the gym.
Our favourite time was when you played it, though.
That was awesome.
That was lovely because you all sent us tweets going,
yeah.
It's all, we're like, yeah! We've devised something for you guys.
Right? Should we do this after the song? Should we play
the song first? Let's get the song on first and then we will play our little game with you.
Have you nailed the introduction of the song?
Yeah.
Yeah? Because last time you were sort of in the process of learning.
We were helping you put it together.
We ready?
We got it now.
Let's go for it. Introduce it and we'll play it.
Hey, we're 6D.
And this is our debut single, Best Damn Night.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. 6D is still here.
Yeah.
All right, so you've probably heard of 6 degrees of separation, the game.
Uh-huh.
Have we all heard of that? The idea is you can go from one person to the last person in a group of six with four connections in the middle.
You've got to get from Tom Cruise to David Cameron.
Okay.
Right, Tom Cruise.
Okay, you're going to go to Katie Holmes. Okay,
yeah.
So you're going to go to Katie Holmes. You need to then connect that to someone else.
And Katie Holmes is like Kelly Holmes.
That's cool. That's cool. That works. So we're now on to Kelly Holmes.
Kelly Holmes represents the UK.
Nice!
Yeah.
And she's an Olympic athlete.
Okay.
Say she's a dame.
And she's a dame.
Yeah.
Which would put her in the same league as
David Cameron.
Oh my God! Yes!
I think we kind of got that right. Yeah.
We are the cleverest people ever.
The last one.
This one's really hard, I think.
We'll do it.
Oh, hard. And if not,
we've got to get from Tiger Woods to 6D.
Yeah.
Okay. Tiger Woods.
What do you know about Tiger Woods?
Many women.
Yes.
Yes, that's the first one.
Right, so Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods has had many women.
Yeah.
Like the Pussycat Dolls.
They haven't had many.
No, but there are many women.
Many women in the group.
Okay.
Pussycat Dolls, that's what I came up with, yep.
And Nicole Scherzinger is a judge on the US version of X Factor. She was she replaced
Cheryl Cole.
Yeah.
Who has an album produced by the same producers we worked with.
Who Wayne Wilkins.
Who's Wayne Wilkins, who produced the album for
6D.
You see?
Yay! Yes.
That was admittedly better than ours.
It was a lot better than ours.
Yeah.
As was Tiger Woods, had lots of extramarital affairs, which cost him lots of lucrative contracts, like Wayne Rooney, who was at Glastonbury alongside Kate Moss, who invited Gaga to a wedding, and Gaga's choreographer has worked with 6D.
Yay!
Guys,
amazing. Thank you.
We'll see
you
again.
I hope we haven't mentally exhausted you.
No, it was fun.
It was great fun,
wasn't it?
Yeah. We'll do this again. We'll prepare three more for the next time we see you.
Yeah.
All right. Amazing. 6D, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Discover In Demand online. Find out everything you need to know about Alex and Lucy. In Demand.
Dot FM.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and tonight Joe Jonas is here.
Hello.
Hello. Hey,
good to see you guys.
Good to see you.
Good to see you too. We last saw you, God, 2 years ago with your brothers in a London hotel room, and I think pretty much our whole conversation revolved around how great All Saints is, the shop.
Yes, I think you were.
It still is awesome, but
yeah. And all you guys were like literally wearing All Saints' finest.
Yeah, that is hilarious.
So thank you for joining us tonight. Yeah. 30 minutes is all about you. You ready to be In Demand tonight?
Let's do it.
Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Joe Jonas still with us tonight. So we're not in Kansas anymore then, dude. You're out on your own.
Yeah, man. That's cool.
The song's brilliant. And the video, there's lots of brooding stares. Do you have like a specific pose that you've sculpted for yourself over the years? Because you must have to do that a lot, being a pop star.
That's so funny. yeah, I mean, I don't usually find myself just staring in the mirror practicing. No. But for this video, you know, first video by myself, I wanted to make it good, so it's good to see you guys like it.
There's been kind of like a series of maybe candid paparazzi shots that we've seen over the last few months as you've kind of led up to this point. Mm. So we've seen obviously glamorous photo shoots like Details Magazine and stuff like that. Oh,
cool.
But then we've also seen you sort of working out with a trainer in a park and stuff like
that.
Oh
yeah, too. Sweating.
So it's all kind of like the pieces of a big pop jigsaw coming together, really.
Yeah, it's been a cool little process. Everything from the music getting together, then from photo shoots and things like that. It's all a dream come true, you know.
Is it true that it started off in a more Bublé kind of
vibe? It did, yeah.
Vibe?
Mm. It was very,
did
like,
that just not feel right when you were making that?
It felt cool. I mean, maybe one day I'll go that route, but I naturally love the stuff that a lot of DJs out here in Europe are playing, and just dance tracks, and I love just the Euro pop scene is really different than what we have in the States, and I've always been attracted to that. So
now you are a big fan of quite a few British artists, that's true, isn't it? Including Adele and Tiny Temper as well.
Oh yeah, definitely. Tiny Temper, I saw him play in LA actually at a club. He came to a club and performed, and I was blown away because it's really difficult to go to a new place where your fan base isn't that big and just kill it and own a crowd. And it was like a 11 at night club. Mm. The club was going crazy, and then he gets on stage and just kills it, and he performed at Coachella too. So I've been a big fan of him and Adele for, I mean, not to just jump on the bandwagon because everybody loves her.
Everyone
right?
loves
yeah,
her.
Of course,
it's so,
right?
so true.
The album's just something that's just so Grammy worthy and amazing. So I think I've thought the world of her for a long time. I remember a good story when we first met her must have been like 3 years ago or 2 or 3 years ago. At a concert, like a benefit concert that we were playing with her, and we were as nervous to meet her as she was nervous to meet us, which was the funniest thing. We walk up to her and she has literally a Jonas Brothers pin on her jacket.
I was like,
Do you wear that? She's like, I wear it everywhere.
Oh,
it was the coolest.
So
I was like, here's like one of my favorite artists wearing a Jonas Brothers pin.
That must have been really surreal.
It was.
And that you're like, okay, really like you as well.
I know.
You need an Adele pin now.
I think so. I need to find one.
Let's play your debut solo single, dude.
Dude, I would
Can
love
you
that.
Can you introduce it, Joe?
Sure. Everybody listening, this is Joe Jonas here. This is my first solo single, See No More. Hope you like it.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Joe Jonas still with us tonight. Right, let's find out more about kind of the... maybe the personal side of Joe Jonas these days.
Cause it's good personal.
You aren't living with your brothers anymore.
No,
all by yourself?
All by myself.
I don't think people are going to feel too sorry for you when they know where you live.
Yeah.
I've been living out in LA by myself now for like 2 years. I had a place with some roommates for a year. And so the house was also a little bit haunted.
Really?
It was a little bit scary.
Did you meet any Caspers?
My friend stayed. My friend house sat while we went on tour, and there was police that knocked on the door at like 3 a.m. He goes up, please come in. They say, hey, we got a 911 call. Oh, in the States, that's emergency call from this house. Like somebody's inside is in danger. He said, well, there's no house line. So they searched the house. And to update you a little bit, when me and my roommates moved into the house, there was always the phone ringing. The one phone we had was in the closet, but it was always people trying to sell you things or like an automated voice recorder. So we unplugged it. We're like, all right, we don't need this in the house. So apparently somebody called the police station and they have it on record. I'm still trying to get it. Somebody saying, please help me. Named everybody that lives in the house. Said, these people live in the house. I'm stuck in the house. I need somebody to save me. And the phone cut off. So like freaky stuff.
That is so scary.
I literally didn't stay in that house. We were all like, yeah, I think I'm just going to stay in the hotel in LA for a little while. My roommates, every time we would text each other, like, are you staying at the house tonight? Like, they'd be there by themselves,
just
freaked out.
Someone's there with you.
So now I live in an apartment out in LA by myself with my dog.
So you're getting the chance to enjoy the LA nightlife?
Yeah, a little bit.
You can drink and have a good time.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, me and my buddies, we always like to go to like our local little bars and things like that. And eventually, I usually like to go to like clubs and things like that when there's events going on. I don't necessarily want to be like, oh, it's Tuesday, let's go.
Yeah.
But it's cool to be able to travel over here and, you know, see some of the clubs you guys have.
We need to ask about Chris Brown working on the album.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was cool, man. It was funny. I thought the album was done. Mm-hmm. In my mind, I was like, all right, I've been doing all the traveling and recording and I got the album. I got the gist of it. And my friend was like, hey, who worked with Chris Brown before, was like, hey, would you want to go in the studio with Chris? I'm like, sure. Me and Chris got in the studio together one night and he played me about 1,500 songs that he's been working on. And I played him about 30 songs I worked on, and we kind of heard the same style of music in my record that he was working on for his future records. And we're like, all right, let's try to come up with something together. So the next day we wrote See No More together in like 2 hours. Wow. Literally, Brian Kennedy, who's also worked with a crazy amount of people, came in, and he wasn't even like, hey, I want to give you a track. It was very like organic. Like, he was just passing through and saying hi to Chris because he was in town. And Chris was just like, what kind of music are you working on these days? He's like, oh, I have something in my car I just worked on this morning. So we went to his car, brought it out, and then played us See No More, which became See No More. And then we were like, give us that. Me and Chris wrote the chorus, like, listening to it for the first time.
Are you going
to
be dancing like Breezy anytime soon?
I mean, that guy's...
Has he been teaching you some moves?
He's a freak when it comes to
it's
dancing.
It's scary, isn't it?
It's unbelievable. I mean, I don't think I'll be able to be thrown down like him anytime soon, but I've been dancing with the music because it's just upbeat and it's a dance record. So I've been training with this guy for like 6-7 months, Marty, who works with a lot of times he works with Justin. Mm-hmm. And he's a cool guy and he's a good buddy of mine now, and I've been loving it.
Pleasure having you.
Thank you.
Oh, appreciate it. Amazing. Joe Jonas, thank you all.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to the In Demand podcast. Don't forget to follow In Demand on Facebook. Facebook.com/AlexandLucy.
This is In Demand. This is Ollie Murs.
Yay! Ollie.
At least he got out of bed chanting that this morning. That was
Ollie.
Welcome back. We've got a lot to talk about. Yes. Let's talk about the tour with JLS. That went pretty well.
I've really enjoyed it. I mean, you know, to go from doing a theatre tour, a sellout theatre tour, you know, playing in front of the biggest we sold was like 4,000 or 5,000. So to then go in, you know, on stage in stadiums and doing it in front of like over 10,000 plus, nearly 15,000, it's incredible. Great atmosphere.
Okay, and is it like kind of going on tour with your brothers in a way? Because obviously you guys know each other for quite a long time now.
Yeah, I suppose like my older brothers. Weirdly enough, it's strange because even though they're younger than me, I think, a year or two younger than me, you know, they've been off the show a year longer than me, and obviously they've done so much, you know. Mm. Is there anything JLS can't do? I mean, I actually said that the January transfer window's open. Well, not January. The transfer window's now opening for the Premiership, for any Premiership club. I can imagine that the boys would be signed up. I can just imagine it. And playing today at the back four, we've got JLS. right back is Arishe. Left back, Aston. We've got Marvin and JB centre halves, you know, just like it just feels like it could, you know, they could do anything, them guys.
So. JLS United. Okay, now of course you also been roped in onto the X Factor. Roped in.
I know.
What a horrible job that must be. How terrible.
I know. Do you know what? It's great. I'm really enjoying that experience. Do you know, completely, I'll tell you the story. I literally, 2 days before the filming started for the Extra Factor, they called me up and said, would you be like to do the job? And I was like, sorry? And they're like, would you want to do the extra? Would you be like, well, Simon said, we want you to present the Extra Factor. I was like, okay. So that's kind of a yes, I have to do it.
Yeah.
But no, I genuinely wanted to do it. And it's been a great experience for me so far. Like I say, I'm not a TV presenter. It's the first time I've ever done it.
Do you know where you're going for judges' houses yet? Have you been told?
I do you know, I'm really intrigued to know who's going to be the mentors this year.
Yeah.
Because you kind of like can guess. But I actually think, I kind of have a theory on who I think is going
to
be.
Gary's got to bring Robbie into it, I think.
Tell us your theories, yeah.
Tim, do you want me to tell you my
Yeah,
my
what
prediction?
Are your theories? Go on.
I think that Gary is going to have Simon.
Ah.
Possibly. Nice. That's my idea. That would work. I think it'd be quite cool to
have him in it.
Simon, I just feel, personally, I think Simon will want to come back at some point just to show his face.
Oh, he'll be itching to.
You know what I mean? He just has to. He did it with Britain's Got Talent, so I could just imagine Simon doing it.
Okay.
If he doesn't, then I think it, of course, will be Robbie.
Yeah.
Or it could be. It could just be the Take That Boys, because you never know. He might get the groups. So imagine being—I'd
like
a group,
Gary to get the groups.
Imagine being a group and then singing in front of the judges, and it is take that.
Oh my
god! So that would be pretty cool. So Talisa, I would love, and I would love Beyonce. I would just
do you think Talisa, Kelly.
Oh, Kelly.
I was gonna say
I'm getting waved at. Going, So sorry. Kelly, I would just love it to be Beyonce.
Yeah,
just love it. Talisa, I think it'd be predictable for her to get in dubs. It's not gonna happen. I don't think.
Cheryl?
I thought Cheryl would be a good one.
I don't know if she'll want to, though.
They're buddies now, though,
clearly
aren't they?
Wouldn't, but they're really they're good buddies now, aren't they?
Yeah.
Talisa went to her birthday. Cheryl's going to her birthday as well,
and
apparently.
I think Cheryl sent her flowers at the start of the auditions.
And Louis Jedward.
Standard.
Oh, my God, Jedward for Louis.
He'll be one of the West Coast boys.
Can you imagine a really good boy coming up? And the boys are like, I just don't think you're good enough. I don't like it, you know.
I don't think you can sing.
Here's a mirror.
Hey, I just don't like it. Just not good enough.
Ollie, can you introduce your brand new song and then we'll play it and then we'll chat some more about the song afterwards?
Of course you can. Right, okay, this is, I'm Ollie Mears. This is my new single. It's out on the 21st of August. It's Heart Skips a Beat featuring the Rizzle Kicks. I hope you enjoy.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Ollie Mears still with us tonight.
Woo, woo, woo,
woo. A brand new song, Heart Skips a Beat.
We
sounding
love it.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Do you guys like it?
Yeah,
of course we do.
It's really good.
Well, you know, just that we put a 90s beat on it. We just try to be something different.
That's exactly what we said when we heard it, the 90s beat. We were like, it's like old school 90s dance.
And I think, that it's like you can do the Running Man, so you can do the Caterpillar. You can do, you can sort of try and do them wiggly things that these break dancers do. You
do a shuffle.
A little bit of a shuffle. But no, to be honest, it's just I wanted to bring out another summer song.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, Please Let Me Go was a massive hit for me last year. And I wanted to do something that was a bit of a progression from the reggae vibe. And it's got that kind of scary feel to it, but it's got that really cool 90s beat on it. And I think that it's me. It sounds like me. It's not, you know, it's no one else. And I really hope people like it.
And the Rizzle Kicks, of course, have got a great song, Down With The Trumpets, at the moment, which we love.
Come on. Wasn't that a great pick to get the Rizzle Kicks on the track?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, someone give me a high five, please.
High five!
Come on.
There we
on
go.
On a serious note, everyone's like, if the listeners haven't heard of Rizzle Kicks, please check their music out. They are so cool. And I thought it was just a great coup. When I was like, you know, spoke to the boys and they were like, yeah, man, we're well up for doing it, man. That's going to be sick, man. Let's do it. I'm like, okay, boys, let's do it. And then from Brighton, they're two yards. One sings, one raps. And Down With The Trumpets, it's got that really old school element to it as well.
Yeah. It's got your sort of sound.
But by being on your song, you give them great attention as well. You bring them to more people who won't have heard
them. I hope so. Yeah. And I hope it does, because I think that they're really cool and they're fresh and they're new, they're different. They've got a really good vibe about them, and I hope that it brings a lot more fans to them and a bit more of awareness to Rizzle Kicks.
Ollie, thanks very much for chatting to us.
No, thank you guys always. I love coming on. You guys are a great laugh. Thank you so much.
I'll see you again soon. Ollie Mears, thank you.
Take care, guys.
Discover In Demand online. There's always a chance to win. Indemand.fm.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy tonight. JLS are here. Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, it's release week.
It is.
Get in there.
Can we just say before we go on, right, because obviously, you know, we're very, very glued to our Twitter right now. We want to say that Alex and Lucy show us the absolute most love, because you guys tweet us at least once a night saying next play, and you guys have been championing the video and the single and absolutely everything. So we want to say from every us for thank you to Alex and Lucy for your love and support, because you guys are the best.
We love you.
High five.
Although we need to say thank you, because when you retweet us, we then add loads of followers to our account, which is pretty epic.
Thank you too.
Now, last time we spoke to you, we hadn't seen the video at that point.
No.
We now have.
We love it.
It's quite a summer affair. Very, really colourful, and everyone's just having a whale of a time, isn't it?
Exactly.
Exactly.
You wish you were there, don't you?
Yes.
Absolutely.
And Arishe, I'm very impressed with your arms.
Thank you very much, babe.
Have you been working out?
been trying, you know.
You've been at the gun show.
You have been my inspiration.
Amazing.
You know? There you go.
Why? What have you been doing to work out those arms?
Nice.
Do you know
honestly.
What I mean? Do you know what I mean?
We're 2 minutes in and we'd still not had anything like that.
And you started it this time, mister.
Yeah.
And Aston, the six-pack is looking mighty fine, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Maddie fan.
Thank you. Actually, if you look closely, is it? Fine. We won't take that into it.
Now, is this why you're eating so healthily? We've seen your pictures on Twitter of your healthy dinners. Chicken, broccoli and rice, it looked like you had last night.
It's about time, you know.
What's the kind of standard fare? If Alex and Lucy come to JLS Towers for dinner,
yeah.
What's on the menu, apart from grilled chicken?
I would probably be in charge of dessert. That's my favourite part. So if we want to go in reverse, for dessert, I'd probably do like my favourite dessert, and I don't know about you guys, but it would be like a cherry pie with custard.
Oh, man. Oh. High five to that.
Cherry pie for dessert. What's for mains?
Yeah.
Who's in charge of
mains? I'll take mains.
Maybe we could do a little chicken chow main. How about that?
Nice, yeah.
Nice.
Are you actually going to make it, or are we just going to order it in from the takeaway?
No, I'm going to make it, all right?
Starters. Who's doing the starter?
I'm going to take the starters. I'm going to do a prawn cocktail.
Oh, I love prawn cocktails.
See? Oh, perfect.
So, wow.
You got a little bit excited.
So, Aston has to do the appetizer.
No, I'm
or the cheese board.
I'm doing the wine. I don't know about you.
Okay, all right, cool.
Aston will just be in the corner, just knocking the wine back.
I can see you sort of sat there in a smoking jacket, drinking cognac or something, smoking a cigar.
This is it.
As dinner comes to an end.
A bit of Richard Hennessy, we'll be fine. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, we're down with that. It sounds like it's going to be a good night. We need to sort this out.
Let's make it happen.
Let's play the song, guys. Can you introduce it for us? We'll get it on In Demand now.
Okay, cool. Right about now, you have got so far this week on iTunes number one, and it's looking good for the midweeks. This is JLS featuring Dev. She makes me wanna. Okay, JLS.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. JLS still here.
Yeah.
I got some. That's a long time.
Hello.
Hiya.
You did this last time.
Yeah.
Oh,
the songs to play, lads.
That is the worst sound ever.
Anyway, sorry.
I've got some JLS fan Twitter questions.
Yes.
From twitter.com/AlexandLucy. Claire would like to know, Marvin, did you enjoy Bridesmaids, the movie? Because she saw that you'd taken Rochelle.
Yeah, it was wicked, man.
I want to see it.
It's wicked, man.
Is it really funny?
Yeah, it's like, I know everyone's saying it. It's like a hangover, but a girl's version.
JLS Jenny would like to know, when's the album out? Have we got a date yet? Will there be another single before it, perhaps?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
We're hoping for another single before it, definitely. The release date for the album hasn't been finalised yet, because we're still deciding what's going to be on the album.
Okay, Amanda wants to know how you feel about the new X Factor lot that are coming through, like One Direction and Cher. We're not feeling too threatened by them, are we?
You know what? It's fantastic to see so many people do well from the X Factor, you know. It's a show that when you're in it, you know, you're in a bubble and, you know, you don't know what's going to happen afterwards. But there's been some real great talent come through the last few years. And, you know, we're big fans of One Direction and Cher. So, you know, we wish them all the best. It's
going to
be great.
Leanne wants to know where you're going on holiday. I think she might be stalking you. If you're going on holiday, have you got time for a holiday?
Just lie.
Yeah. we've got lads holiday coming up. Us four, Ollie Mers, Craig Davies coming as well. There's a few mates as well. So we've got a proper lads holiday later on in the year.
That sounds epic.
Yeah.
That almost sounded like something you just totally made up.
No. It's true.
Positive.
But we're not, we're only going away for a little while, so by the time, we're there, we'll probably only have a day where people don't know where we are, and then I'm sure people will know.
We should discuss something with you. We were really gutted about Amy Winehouse. How did you feel about that?
Devastated.
Same.
Yeah. So sad.
Devastated. Yeah, no, it's horrendous. I used to perform on the same circuit as Amy Winehouse when I was before the band. And I'm good friends with a lot of her, you know, people that are part of her band, Zalon, you know, Ade. Mm-hmm. And I know how much, you know, she influenced all of those singers and so many people in music all around the world, you know. And it's tragic, but, you know, such is life. Things happen.
Yeah.
You know, and all you can do is, you know, celebrate her music.
Guys, thanks very much for chatting to us tonight.
Pleasure.
Best of luck for Sunday. Not that you need it. You've nailed it.
If you haven't got She Makes Me Wanna yet, go get it now.
Oh, thanks.
We will see you very soon, hopefully.
Thanks, guys.
Say less, thank you. The
podcast. Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend. Search In Demand in the iTunes store.